been converted and everything. And they'd have nicknames for them and all like that, you know.
Well, would you call different ones niggers and nickers, or do you call them all? Does it make any difference?
You call them other names.
Do you use words like nigger and nigger in different places?
Yeah, different places.
Where would you use them?
Well, you'd be talking to somebody about a nigger, and then nowadays you talk to them as Negroes.
And what about us, people like us? How do you refer to our? You say we aren't niggers. We're
white race. We are Americans. We're American people.
So, is any other way of saying that then? You said we were white race.
Yeah, we're white race.
Any other way of saying white race?
No, the American race.
Well, have you ever heard any other words that you use there, like, you know, he's just an old, for somebody like, what about somebody like out in the country, somebody who's never been to town or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Just sort of a real backwoods person. What would you call somebody like that?
I don't know what you'd call them.
Well, would you ever hear any names for like very, very poor white people?
Yeah, very poor white people.
What would you call them?
You'd call them very poor white people, very low class of people.
Any other words that you could use there? You'd say, well, they're just
common people.
What does common mean there?
Common means you. Just common. You don't have no education or nothing like that, you know. You're just common person.
Well, do you ever use a word like, if you were talking about a girl named Sally or something, would you say Sally is very common? What would that mean?
That would mean that she's practically no good or something like that.
Could you ever use that complimentary?
Yeah, you could use that complimentary. Complimenting her, say she sure is a fine girl, or a pretty girl, or something like that.
But you couldn't say she was common and be
nice. No.
That wouldn't be nice.
No, that would be nice.
Would you ever hear words like redneck or?
Redneck. No.
Ever heard that? Or peckerwood?
Peckerwood. I've heard of peckerwood. Peckerwood is a bird that flies on the side of a tree and pick holes in the tree to eat, bark and stuff. That's called a peckerwood. He's a bird.
Have you ever heard of people called peckerwoods?
No, never have.
Have you ever heard of peckerwood called anything else?
Never have heard of peckerwood called anything else.
You ever heard of a cracker?
Cracker? Yeah, I've heard of cracker. Well, there's two crackers. There's boxes of crackers you eat, and there's a whip that you can crack and pop, you know. You call that a cracker.
Have you ever heard of people called crackers then?
No, I never have.
Have you ever heard any name for like people who lived way back, you know?
Pine Woods. He's way back in Pine Woods. He lives way back in Pine Woods. He's no good. He's common.
Now, when would you use that? Who would you be talking about there?
We talk about the man who lives way back in the woods, doesn't know any news or hear anything, never got no education or nothing.
Well, could you ever call like the president Pine Woods, could you say?
No, no.
Or what about, have you ever heard a person called a cracker?
Never have heard.
Well, what would you call a child who had you know, some white blood and some nigger blood?
Call him a bastard child, or either American half nigger or half white.
You ever hear any other names there?
No, I don't believe I have.
What about if you just had a little nigger blood?